This is a follow-up psychiatric evaluation management. Patient name is Billy, B-I-L-L-Y-E. Last name is Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R. Examination MD, facility Autumnwood of Livonia. Date is 1-24-2013. Patient's room number is 113, bed 1. Chief complaint, psychiatric follow-up for management of depression. Next paragraph, intervisory present illness. I reviewed patient's chart. This is a new referral to me. I discussed her condition with nursing staff. Patient has been evaluated by a PA and a psychologist from our service. Patient was recently readmitted from hospital. She was hospitalized for slurred speech and possible TIA. The patient's son is also a resident here. Patient acknowledged feelings of unhappiness over here and is frustrated with her daughter for placing her here and wants to go home. Staff reports patient appetite is poor and there are reports of patient having episodes of tearfulness. Patient has ongoing confusion, but no reports of any paranoia or delusions. Attending a physician had changed her Xanax from PRN to 0.25 milligram Q6 hours on 1-1-2013. Internal medical, social, family history has reported above. Current psychotropic medications: mirtazapine 7.5 milligram HS, Xanax 0.25 milligram Q6 hours, Namenda 10 milligram QD. Donepezil 10 milligram HS. Labs. No recent changes. Interval review of systems. Patient carries diagnosis of hyperlipidemia, GERD, COPD, dementia, blindness, left eye. Status post left TKA, history of cholecystectomy, history of right rotator cuff deformity. Patient is on Asmanex, hydrocodone, calcium, ibuprofen, omeprazole, Spiriva, aspirin, etorvastatin, Lasix, Chlorcon, lisinopril, magnesium oxide, multivitamin, Bengay patch, mental status examination, constitutional. None. Blood pressure 130 over 72, pulse 74, grooming fair, motor movements with a normal stature, sitting, level of consciousness, alert, demeanor. Cooperative, affect, constricted, mood, depressed, speech clear, thought process, periods of confusion, suicidal, homicidal ideation denied. psychotic symptoms, none. Fund of knowledge, fair judgment, poor insight, poor interest, person, place with a normal attention, concentration, recent memory, mildly impaired, appetite poor, diagnosis, dementia NOS, number two, depressive disorder NOS, number three, adjustment disorder with depressed mood. Global assessment of functioning is a 40 assessment of formulation. This is a 85 years old female with multiple medical problems. Patient has cognitive impairment and has ongoing depression. GDR, yes, I'll attempt the following. GDR decrease Xanax dose to 0.25 milligram TID in an attempt to use the lowest effective dose of Xanax to alleviate anxiety. Under diagnosis also had anxiety disorder NOS. Risk benefits, overall benefits of Remeron and Xanax to improve mood and alleviate anxiety could outweigh risks. Counseling coordinator get review patient's chart, review of patient's extensive chart, hospital records, attending nurse labs, social worker nurse, complexity high, other recommendations, increase Remeron to 15 milligram QHS to improve mood as well as to stimulate patient's appetite. Ongoing psychotherapy with the seniors wellness group psychologist will follow with you, psychiatric consultant, HCMD date 1-24-2013.